I'll buy you a Chevrolet. Don't buy you a Chevrolet. Buy a Chevrolet just to some for you.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And of course, this is Anita, and I'm sitting in with Olivia. And today we've been talking about Father's Day gifts, Olivia. And, you know, it's right around the corner, so it's time for us to start looking at gifts to give. And of course, we always want to give some type of gift that is related to travel.
Of course, we want to look at it from a travel angle. But beyond Father's Day trips, you know, it's summertime, so a lot of people are going to be looking at going on trips of their own.
Exactly. And fathers would definitely be concerned about their teenagers hitting the road and getting behind the wheel. So we thought, let's give them some tips, because this is a great Father's Day gift as well. The gift of tips.
Of safety and reassurance.
Absolutely. And to do that, we have called in Maureen Bender, who is with Chevrolet Communications. Because, of course, Chevrolet has great cars with great technology in them. So they know a thing or two about keeping people safe. So let's ask her a couple of questions about keeping the kids safe on the road as we go into the summer. So, Maureen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, absolutely. We're excited to have you here as well. And this is perfect timing because school is letting out. It's time for the summer vacations. And of course, we have Memorial Day weekend coming up right now. So what are some great tips and what are some things that we need to take into consideration when we hand those keys over to the teenagers? What are we needing to think about?
Well, we know this is an exciting time for families. You're hitting the road, you're going on fun road trips, you're taking, you know, father-son weekend trips, you're taking family trips. Teens are also hitting the road and out of school. So it's a really fun time, but it's also a really dangerous time with the increased number of drivers out there on the road and a lot of inexperienced drivers as well. So we have some tips, and you're right, I think it's great for dads to share tips. So you know, first thing, we talk about creating awareness. It's really important to just talk to your kids, talk to your young drivers, and let them know the dangers associated with driving. Sometimes we take for granted that they just know. So it's important to talk about it and also talk about their own vehicle, get to know their vehicle's maintenance needs and their in-vehicle tech. So that's really the first tip is to create awareness and have a conversation.
You're absolutely
and then number
right.
Two is really...
I was just going to say, you're absolutely right about that maintenance needs, because you do want a car that is in good condition when you're out there on the road.
Exactly. And every vehicle is different, right? So take time, spend a few minutes with the owner's manual. I promise it's not as cumbersome as it sounds. And number two, our second tip is really about remembering the basics. Speeding and lack of seatbelt use continue to be the main cause of injury. And so the two most basic and important things to remember is buckle up. Every seat, every position, every time, whether you've got an infant, a toddler, or you've got teens in the back or older folks in the back seat, every person, every time should be buckled up and really obeying speed limits. It's really important because those two things alone can save lives.
And then what about reminding the family also to speak up as well, get the whole family involved?
Exactly. You know, that's one of the most important things, too, is empower your kids. You know, we empower our kids a lot to speak up for themselves today, and it's great. We also encourage you to speak up or have them speak up and empower them to do so. When they're riding in a vehicle with you or with family, with friends, a lot of times summer means they're traveling without their parents in the vehicle. So maybe they're road tripping or they're going to the beach or they're going to soccer. So if they see the driver isn't displaying good driving behaviors, they should be empowered to speak up. And if it's really bad, they should be empowered to remove themselves from situations. So, you know, hey, put the phone down. Or, hey, you should buckle up. You know, those are important conversations for kids to know that they can have, too.
Absolutely. And let's say a little bit more about putting your phone away.
Put your phone away. So it can be so tempting. We know how tempting it can be to pick up your phone in the vehicle. But really, it can lead to some really terrible injuries. And so we really encourage you to put the phone down. You know, a lot of vehicles like a Chevy Crossovers or Equinox and Traverse and have Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, so you can easily connect. We also have hands-free Bluetooth calling. So really, you can connect your phone to your vehicle and forget it, and then don't touch it again. You can always put it in that middle console or out of touch as well, but really put the phone away. And then also remember that your passengers are watching you, right? So if you've got little ones that you're carrying around this summer on road trips, they're watching your every move as they normally do. So we really encourage you to model good behavior. So take advantage of technology. I know our Chevy Tech vehicles are loaded with connectivity features to help encourage you to put your phone down.
Absolutely. Now, if you're just joining, if you're joining us, we are talking with Maureen Bender with Chevrolet Communications. And she's sharing some fantastic tips on keeping teens safe this summer and really all year long as they're out on the road driving for the family. So what else do you have for us, Maureen?
Well, especially with teen drivers, too. So we know that, you know, teen drivers are inexperienced, right? We were all there once. And so the most important thing that you can do is you know, have them gain experience. Chevy has a teen driver technology that's an embedded system in the vehicle that gives a report card that shows important things like tailgating alerts or highest speed achieved. And so it gives parents an opportunity to take a look at the vehicle or look at the report card and talk about real driving behaviors. So we encourage you to get in the vehicle with your kids, have those conversations, and to take available of a lot of technology out there.
Well, tell us a little bit more about some of the technology in the Chevrolet cars, because I know you have quite a bit of it that really extends to the whole family, not only just the teens that are out driving.
Yeah, absolutely. So Chevy's got technology that helps give parents a little added peace of mind. And so things like rear seat reminder, you know, unfortunately, summertime and heat come with terrible stories in the news about, you know, children being forgotten in a vehicle.
Yeah.
Parents are busy and schedules change. And so Chevy's rear seat reminder offers an alert to help remind parents to take a look in the back seat. And that way, just a helpful reminder to take a look back there to make sure you didn't forget anything or anyone that's important. So rear seat reminder, teen driver technology. There's also a lot of really great camera technology, like Chevy's surround vision technology that gives you a 360 bird's eye view of the vehicle. Those can be important for little ones or things in the driveway. I have a four-year-old, and he loves to play sidewalk chalk, and he loves to leave his tricycle anywhere near my vehicle. So important. So technology like surround vision can help give you a quick look around your entire vehicle.
And that is so very, very important. Now, I want the listeners to be able to get a little bit more information. Do you have a website or something that we can send people to? I know that Chevrolet is all around. You can see the dealers that are in your local city. But tell us a little bit more about how we can learn a little bit more about the technology that you are referring to.
Certainly. We always encourage you, go check out a Chevy dealer. And then also Chevrolet.com is a great resource for all of the latest information about our available technologies. So as you hit the road this summer, make sure you're checking out everything that your vehicle has to offer and really taking advantage of all of the safety and the tech that can help give you a little peace of mind this summer.
Absolutely. And these were great tips. We really thank you so much, Maureen, for coming on, sharing the tips, and also sharing all of the new technology the Chevrolet has to offer. So thank you so very much for that.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Maureen mentioned to check out your local dealers, and we have two great dealerships right here in our area, Haynes Chevrolet in Baldwin and Hardy Chevrolet right here in Gainesville. So go and check out the Chevrolet of your choice, or just take a look and see what your choice may become, because there are so many great cars and trucks available for you with tons of great technology. Olivia, she told us all about that.
I am definitely excited to check out the technology, anything we can do to kind of make our driving experience safer.
And we have to do that for the teenagers for sure, as they take those keys and then take the wheel. But really for the whole family, it's very important. And for those of us who are out on the road as well. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. We'll be back in a moment with more great information.
If you ain't got a suitcase, get a box, an old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy. Take a truck, take a Chevy. Baby, just come back. Baby, run. Cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line. You can't get here fast enough. Find a truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run.